Jump. What I learned as I jumped off a bridge by Rich Enrich. Jumped. Push oneself off a surface into the air by using the muscles in one's legs and feet. To move suddenly and quickly in a specified way. The theme this month with school starting is about learning. So I was thinking, what experience had I had that allowed me to learn something in an unusual way? Then I did an age regression in my mind about 20 years and remembered the time I decided it would be okay to jump off a bridge. I could feel the adrenaline again rushing. Age regression begins. Imagine Rich now back in his earlier days. I was reading through a Reflections magazine and saw an ad for a bungee jump over the Green River. Curiosity gripped me as I devoured the rest of the article and thought that would be a nice challenge. So I picked up the phone and called the bungee master in charge of tomorrow's jump. Oops, they were over capacity, and I could come, but depending on time and energy, I might not get to jump. I would be on the end of the retrieval ropes, pulling other jumpers back up. If it went fast enough, and there were enough left to pull me up, then maybe. I decided it was going to happen, and headed out to a bridge 200 feet above the Green River. The learning started immediately. One of the gifts of being an introvert who can rise to challenges is I observe a lot. I listened intently to the instructions, checked out the four bungee cords and the harness, and grabbed the rope at the end of the line. One of the presuppositions we live by in NLP is what's possible for others is possible for me. So I watched to see how it would be possible for me. A couple of seasoned jumpers moved to the head of the line, and I watched as they safely snugged into the harness and saw the instructor edging them up to stand on the cement railing. He suggested they do a simple step forward or swan dive as the first of three jumps they would be doing today. True to form, the 24 jumpers ahead of me did exactly as requested. After the first couple of jumpers, the newcomers were harnessed up, and you could see the fear and hear the screams as they hurled themselves out into space, and then see the shaking bodies and adrenalized smiles as they were pulled back up. What a rush to see jumper after jumper safely having a heart-pounding and exhilarating experience. Waiting my turn and watching many of the first jumpers leaving, I didn't know if I would have a chance to jump or not. The minimum number to pull up was 7. And because I had helped everyone else jump, several did hang around. And it was at last going to be my turn to jump 200 feet off a bridge and fall 200 feet towards the Green River. Having seen 24 jumpers safely before me, I knew what I wanted to do was to do the scariest jump first, and then the rest would be easy. The one jump many passed on was called the elevator to hell. It is where you turn around with your back out into space and just take a step back. Gravity drags you immediately into a no-choice free fall. So guess what happened? You guessed. I stepped onto the railing, turned around, and while the instructor was still talking, I had already taken a step back and was gone. What a rush! It was scary, thrilling, and amazing all at once. Then a surprise. When you reach the bottom, the bungee cord stretches and then snaps you back up about two-thirds of the way. When you hit a moment of neutral and then fall back again and again, as each stretch finally settles to a stop. Wow! When they pulled me up, the instructor seemed surprised with what I had done and said, "I guess you didn't need much coaching. You were all ready, weren't you?" Must have been the ear-to-ear smile gave me away. Swan dive was next. Finishing, I got one of my prize certificates to honor what I had done. It says, "Honorary member of the Dangerous Sports Club." Learning. Okay, pop back in time with me now. It's 2013. You are back here reading a positivist blog, probably smiling, or maybe you're imagining a jump. Read up on what you're interested in. Make a decision. It's okay to be first, last, or anywhere you feel comfortable. Pay attention to the instructions. Watch others do something until you get the feel for it. It's okay to have a little bit of scary nervousness. You can still do it. Your first attempt is only practice, and you'll get better with each attempt. At the end, stop and enjoy what you've done. Good job. Remember, what's possible for others is possible for you. Your turn. We'd love to take you on a jump into a hero's journey. We work together by using proven successes, hypnotherapy and its cousin NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, can be amazing steps to help you navigate your inner space. You can redesign or redefine your possibilities and get a better outcome. Let us show you how. Discover it here. Connect with us. Call Rich or Kat at Appositiva for counseling, coaching, and training. 503-525-0595 or email me at rich@appositiva.com. Remember, the upcoming Hero's Journey is September 13th, Patriots Day, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. RSVPs are requested, and we look forward to being your guide. Have a great week, and go jump!